Hello, it's Lisa and Pete, and this is The Catch-Up.
Tricia, the Perth Zoo elephant, has turned 60, and we spoke to one of her keepers today, Ed Brown, about how she's been celebrating.
Justin Hamilton reviews the new US medical series Chicago Med.
Plus, deconstructed coffee and sausages and food served on a breadboard. We took your calls on the stupid food trends that you hate.
With 10,000 more call-outs every year, WA needs 1,000 more police officers to meet the rising demand. Show your support at itstoughenough.com.au. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
Lise, we're talking stupid food trends. We got Jackie and Bertram. Hello.
Hi, Jackie.
Hello, how are you?
If it's not deconstructed, it's coming on a funny plate. What's driving you mad about food trends?
I don't mind the deconstructed stuff in some circumstances. What I despise, me personally, I hate capsicum. Why do they put capsicum in everything? Salads, stir fries, chinese.
It's popular, isn't it?
I can't eat it. It makes me sick. So stop putting it in my food.
Ask first.
You stand there at the Chinese shop and say, oh, can you take the capsicum out of my sweet and sour? And a nice recipe pops up on Facebook and you go, oh, I'm going to write that down or I'm going to save it. And it's going through what they're putting in, bell peppers. I mean, really?
Oh, you are the best.
Well said, Jackie. Well said.
In defence, it is kind of a third of the contents of the sweet and sour.
Yeah, you're very well. There's
pineapple and there's your pork.
Yeah, that's it.
Or chicken, whatever.
Tarina.
Hello.
Hi.
What is driving you mad about current food trends?
Mine is the deconstructed, I'm sorry. Like,
yes.
If I were deconstructed food, I would stay at home and make my own food.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I'd open my own tin. Yes.
Yeah. You know, you should
construct
do
it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's what I'm paying
for. There's a place in Melbourne doing deconstructed coffee. Like,
I know.
Yeah, we were talking about that just before.
What is that? A spoon of Nescafe and a jug of water? I mean, really?
No sense. Absolutely no sense.
Thanks, Tarina.
Thank you.
Lorraine in Wanneroo on through the stupid food trends. What's getting you?
I was invited to friends for dinner one night and they served up satay chicken. It was beautiful, but the rice was cauliflower.
Oh.
What do you mean the rice was cauliflower?
This is what I'm saying. Cauliflower is everything these days.
It had been put through the, is it Vitamizer?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was these tiny, weeny little things that looked like rice.
Mm.
And when I sort of put it in my mouth, it was like, I don't think this is rice.
No, it's not.
Okay, so what was the texture like? Was it at least like rice or was it definitely like cauliflower? It was soft, it was, you know?
No, it wasn't cooked.
It wasn't cooked?
No,
okay.
It was raw.
Right.
But it was tiny. So it looked like rice until I actually tasted it and then it was like, okay.
Yeah. It's not rice, just like that zucchini stripper thing is not spaghetti.
Just about to go
sorry.
There. Yes.
It's not. Thanks, Lorraine.
No.
Thanks, Lorraine.
Thanks, fine.
You're so right, Lise.
You know,
pasta is pasta.
Have spaghetti.
Mm-hmm. Huge, huge day over at the Perth Zoo, Lise.
It certainly is.
A massive birthday today. Tricia, the elephant, turned 60, and we're joined now by Ed Brown, who is an elephant handler there. Hello, Ed.
Hey, how you going?
Hello, Ed. How long have you been with Tricia?
I've been with Trish for just under 5 years now.
Lovely. Of course, I mean, you can't have grown up in Perth and not be familiar with Tricia. She's been there since she was six, so 54 years.
Yeah, she's been there pretty long time now, yeah.
Originally named after a Miss Australia. Seems a bit rough, but we were kinder in those days. What's on the agenda? What's been on the agenda all day today for her birthday? 60's the big one, or is she lying and saying she's 50?
I think if she had her way, she'd be laying here sort of snoozing all day. But she's been out. She's been for a big walk this morning, lots of exercise.
Yep.
She had a big special breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
She's been doing lots of fun activities. And about 10 o'clock, we had a massive big birthday cake for her, which is made out of bran. And fruit, and then she had another one about 3 or 4 hours later. So she's pretty well stuffed at the moment now. She's just chilling out in the sun, letting it all slowly digest, I think.
Good for her.
Ed, did she get to celebrate with any friends? Did you invite the penguins over for a bit of a get-together, or how did that go?
Well, they're dressed up.
No, she likes her cake, and she only shared with her best mate, Permite. So, I think if they had a chance, they'd all like to sort of tuck in as well. So.
And I think the best birthday present Tricia ever got was some years ago when she got her new home. Perth Zoo has changed so much in the lifetime of Tricia. How important has she been to the Perth Zoo's production, but it's what it's done with, species and so on, stopping them from going any more extinct than they already are?
Oh, yeah, she's a huge ambassador for conservation. She really is.
That's the word I was looking for. Thank you.
Along with her sort of companion, Permine, our bull elephant, Putramus, they do loads of behind-the-scenes experiences. They do artwork. And all the money we raise from that goes straight back into conservation, particularly in Sumatra, where we do a lot of work with not only Sumatran elephants, but the orangutans and the tigers. So they're huge. And a lot of people don't get a chance to see an elephant up close. And it's not until you actually see one from a distance or get a chance to see one of them walking around, you can really appreciate how amazing and magnificent they are.
The memories of elephants. I mean, I've seen some things on the Discovery Channel just moved me to tears. The way they go back to, you know, where they know their babies were and that sort of thing, and the mothers all support each other. They are amazingly smart creatures.
Oh, they're extremely smart. They're the sort of, the more you get to know them, the more you realise that. And each elephant has their own personality and character. Mm. They're great fun. I mean, even so much, if you go away on holiday for a couple of weeks, they sort of give you a bit of a cold shoulder as if to say, how dare you leave me? They're very, very family orientated. So
beautiful.
That's fantastic. Ed, I haven't been to the Perth Zoo. Oh, it's got to be easily over 15 years now.
What?
It's been a long time. But my baby daughter, Mila, has come along now. She's 7 months old. I know that, you know, in the next few months, she's going to have her first trip at some point. For people who are like me who haven't been there for a while, what are some of the new things that might be there that we could see while we're there?
So not only have you got Trish and Permai and Putramus to see, you've got all the native wildlife, you've got the new orangutan boardwalk, so it gives you a better chance to see orangutans up close and personal, and loads of other stuff as well. We've got sun bears, binturongs, but the list goes on, it really does. So
fantastic.
Awesome. Well, look, give her a big hug from us.
Yeah, I'm going home for fairy bread and frog in a pond in her honour.
We will do.
Thank you, Ed.
Thanks, Ed.
No worries, guys. Catch you later.
Happy birthday, Trish.
Please be advised the following radio segment is designed for people who have televisions, people who watch television programs in their homes, on their computers, or on electric telephone devices. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just Talkin' Telly. This is Justin Hamilton. Talkin' Telly.
Justin Hamilton, hello. You've had a little bit of recuperating time, so squeeze in a bit more telly maybe.
Yes, I've been knocking a lot of it off. And this show that we're going to talk about revolves around hospitals, which some would say, too soon, Hammo, but I got right into it. And a friend actually asked me, they said, why are there so many TV dramas set in hospitals? And I had to kind of point out that they're perfect for drama.
Yeah.
Because at any point through the door, you can have someone who's a victim of gang-related violence or someone having a heart attack or someone with their junk stuck in something it was never meant to be in.
Yes.
Drama.
And then
right?
someone having a baby.
Having a baby. Always the best episodes, you know. Mm. Oh, look, this seems to be a straightforward birth. Oh, warning bells. This is not going to end well. You know, that kind of thing.
There's three of them and they're all breached.
Yes, they're all breached. So then you couple that with the private lives of the people who work at the hospital and you have drama with a capital D and probably a capital Rama. No point leaving out the other letters. And there have been some really successful hospital-based shows. ER. Mm. Yeah, I know, Lisa, you're a fan of Chicago
Love
Hope.
Love Chicago Hope. Yeah. That was my favourite.
And Grey's Anatomy, which I was not really a fan of, but, you know, incredibly successful. Mm. So with that in mind, I thought, I'll check out Chicago Med and see if it can balance the soap opera antics alongside the medical drama. Mm. And you know what? It didn't disappoint. It's the brainchild of TV producer and the awesomely named Dick Wolf, who...
Yeah.
Yeah.
He goes way back, old Dick, doesn't he?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Old Dick Wolf, or Dickie to his mates, or Mr. Wolf to people who don't know him that well. He had lots of success with the Law & Order franchise, and Chicago Med is the third series in Wolf's Chicago franchise. So you've got Chicago Fire, and you've got Chicago PD, and I guess if he makes a fourth, it'll be the musical Chicago. So that'll be Make It Happen, Dick Wolf.
Being like a franchise like that, does this mean sometimes the characters cross over? Like you might see some from PD or...
I'm guessing it's like, you know, the Law and Order universe or the Marvel universe. You know, people can just kind of crop up in different little cameos to give you a sense of an interconnected world.
That's cool. Mm.
And the thing is, if you want a successful medical-based show, you need to have in every episode three storylines, and they have to range from the important and the surprisingly important and the light relief. That's the formula, and Chicago Med did not let me down. So first up was our serious story, where Dr. Natalie Manning returns to work and must deal with a father and his ill daughter, and nothing is what it seems here, so that gives us a lot of meat to tuck into as Natalie must uncover the secrets of the father while also feeding into her guilt at leaving her baby at home. But she's a single mum. She has to earn a living. Ah, oh, so much drama. So tick, that's well done. Then in our second story, that has to be the surprisingly important story. We had a good friend of Dr. Troy come in for what appears to be a routine check. So it's like, hey man, how's it going? Oh yeah, look, we're good buds. And then he checks it and, oh no, there's something wrong. So there you go. That's our surprisingly important story. And then the third story had to be like just kind of fun. So that was the young medics who were falling in love. And then it turns out the guy in the relationship, he's on Tinder. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
The only problem with this is, like, I know I'm kind of making fun of the formula and saying this is what it needs. And it nailed it. Like, it absolutely nailed it. Maybe nailed it too well. Made it a little bit formulaic. Like, I sat there going, oh, yeah, it needs these things. It did all of those things. And, you know, sometimes when you get what you want, now you're a little bit disappointed.
Get what you wish for.
So, look, Chicago Med, Wednesday, 9:30 p.m., Channel 9. One thumb waiting for that sweet pain medication.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Meth-related crimes are up 38%. Don't let it get worse. Tell your local candidate WA needs 1,000 more police officers at itstoughenough.com.au.